Welcome to the podcast. It is a Saturday morning here in deep South Texas. It is 65 degrees, I'd say, sunny, perfect weather. Of course, as always, I went for a run this morning, did a 5K, got it in the books, and I'm good to go for the month. I've decided to do a 5K every month and to de-stress also, you know, go to a show, a concert, or a comedy show, something just to get out at least once a month. Those are a couple of things I want to do moving forward. And right out of the gate, I want to talk to you about something embarrassing that happened to me. And this is part of the reason I haven't been on here for a little while. But I got a little preoccupied because I started dating this young lady, beautiful young lady. This is a few months ago. And long story short, just so I can cut to the chase and I'll give you the details after. But long story short is I found out that I was, okay, so I wasn't being cheated on. I was the person used to cheat on someone else or something. It's a whole involved story that I wasn't even aware of. I found out via phone call on a Valentine's Day, no less, at 1 a.m. Can you imagine this? 1 a.m. phone call. Some dude's calling about, did I give flowers to some, to his girlfriend? I mean, here I am, you know, it's super early Monday morning, 1 a.m. I got to work and I'm getting a phone call. And it's some dude at the other end asking me if I gave roses to his girlfriend. That is, is that not one of the most embarrassing things that could happen? And I'm here. I am 1 a.m. I'm waking. I'm being woken up by a phone call, half asleep, and then some dude is like, "Hey, bro, what's going on?" And it was from a number that I knew. I thought, what? And then he said right out of the gate, he's like, "Hey, don't be scared, bro." And that kind of pissed me off a little bit. So my response when he said that was, there's a term that it's in Spanish, but I'll tell you what it means in English first. When a baby is born, if a baby was born during a thunderstorm, a lightning and thunderstorm, every time it would lightning and thunder, the baby would shake from fear of the lightning and the thunder that was happening. Probably the noise of the thunder would probably scare the baby. So there's a priest from Venezuela who one time during a debate he was told by the other person, "Hey, don't be scared." And his response in Spanish was, "I'm not scared because I wasn't born during the thunderstorms." But it sounds better in Spanish. Like in Spanish, it sounds something like this. "No, no tengo miedo. Yo no nací durante los tormentas." Something like that. That's the Spanish version. So when this guy, again, it's embarrassing talking about it, but well, who cares? You know, it's good for my peace of mind. I gotta get it out anyway. I gotta get out of my system. So that right out of the gate, the guy's like, "Don't be scared, bro." And even just those words, the way he said it, and that type of language, you know, that's gonna rub me wrong. So I said, "I'm not scared. I wasn't born during the thunderstorms. What's up?" And then that was probably the only good moment I had during the conversation, because after that, once it starts dawning on me that I was being used by this woman for a few months, once it started dawning on me that I was tricked, lied to, the blood just kind of rushes to my hands and feet, and I'm starting, as the conversation is starting off, I'm starting to realize, oh man, this is, I was more embarrassed than anything else, than angry. Or of course I got angry, as you know, after as it was happening. But it's also a little funny, I think, in a lot of things we have to find humor. But I'm sure it wasn't funny for the other guy, though. I will say he sounded upset, and the conversation went something like, "Did you give roses to my girlfriend?" I said, "Who's your girlfriend?" And he said her name. I said, "Well, yes, but she didn't. She never told me she had a boyfriend." And then he proceeds to tell me about how she got her phone. She found out who I was. And that I wasn't the only one being used, that she was DMing a bunch of people on her social media. And I should have known better, because I remember my instincts sometimes would kick in when she wouldn't get back to me, or she would make excuses why we couldn't go out, or there was just a lot of shady stuff going on. And just something in me would be like, that doesn't seem right. Is that right? And then I can laugh about it now, but you know, because I think about it, how dumb was I that I didn't see those flags that, hey, dude, she's only calling you when she wants to. She only replies when she wants to. And another thing, which is worse than that, was, so when I met her, you know, in the beginning, I don't know that she had a job or not, but red flag that I mean, come on, I should have known better. She was, because she doesn't live near where I lived. She lives far, a little bit far away from me. And so one time when we were gonna meet somewhere, or she was gonna come over, or she said, "Oh, it's because I don't have gas." I said, "Oh, well, I can send you gas money." So I send her gas money, right? No big deal. That was kind of like the first, as we were beginning to get to know each other more. And then I don't know if she had a job, but every once in a while I'd send her money. Like she'd say, "Oh, I was thinking of coloring my hair," or you know, doing just some random things, which is, you know, I don't know, $20 here and there. I didn't think much of it. I thought, well, you know, she doesn't have a job, so plus we're dating, so you know, why not? But then it became a little more frequent, and then I kind of had to make a stand. I took a stand once, and I said, "Hey, listen, I think this is it's a little odd that I feel weird that I'm sending you money." So that was one thing. There were other things though too. Like sometimes when I would text her or call her, it would go straight to a voicemail, and her excuse was that she was in a bad, like where she lives is like a bad reception area. Oh my gosh, is that the dumbest thing? And here I am, gullible, naive, thinking, "Oh right, yeah, you know, at my mom's old house, there was a dead area, so I would give her the benefit of the doubt." And now that I think about it, it's just so dumb. It is so dumb. But if I asked myself, why were you believing all these lies, or why were you even continuing to participate with this woman if she was doing these little things that just didn't make sense, and your instincts, like my instincts was telling me, this is probably not legit, this is probably not on the up and up. But I did make it clear though in the beginning. I said, "Look, I don't want to, if you're dating somebody, you please let me know, and I'm not really the type of guy who wants to date somebody who's dating other people. You know, this is not, what is this? You know, what are we doing here? An open relation? What is going on? That's not my style. I don't know." So I wanted to make it clear that if she's dating other men, that I was not, I didn't want to participate. But you know, she said she was not. So I took her at her word, right? Why not? I don't, you know, brand, whatever, it's starting off and all right, you're not, okay, that's fine. Neither am I. Awesome. Here we go. And so I believed her, but a lot of little things were happening that I just found odd. And even as far as I requested her on Instagram, and she would never approve the request. She wouldn't approve the request. And I think, well, that's odd. But I thought, well, you know, it's been a few months. Maybe who knows? So I didn't press it. At some point she did. But that close to the end, she did accept me. But I didn't think much of it. I didn't really want to go down a rabbit hole or anything like that. So there were all these telltale signs that I just was not picking up on. And if I asked myself, why? Look at all these signs. I mean, not returning phone calls. I would only see her once a week. And I thought, well, it's because she's not so close. And then every time I see her, I have to send her gas money. And then when she would visit, we'd go eat and then hang out for a while, you know, or whatever. And then she was gone. It was never like, it always felt rushed. And I even remember one time she got a phone call. It was so strange. She got a phone call and she was arguing with somebody on the other end. And she made it seem, or she gave me the impression that it was her mom. But I thought, who speaks to their mom like that? That's kind of strange. So I didn't say anything. But when she finished the conversation, I asked her, I said, who was that? And she's like, no, it's my mom. She's flipping out about something. Or I said, why do you talk to your mom like that? That's kind of, it's a bit rude. And she's like, no, she trips out. And that's just the way we talk to each other. But I will say, and how did I not even pick up? Because I was driving and she was on a passenger. And it felt like she was talking to a man. I mean, there were no details. It's just the vibe. But at the end, she said she was talking to her mom. I can laugh about it now, but trust me, I wasn't laughing a little while back. It really does suck to go. But it's funny because look at how dumb I was acting, knowing that the telltale signs are all there, and yet I still went along with it. And then if I ask myself why, I think you and I know why. If you could take a wild guess why I would overlook these little things, your guess would be good. You would hit it right in the head. There's a saying in Spanish, again, another different saying. Well, just for reference, for instance, there's a commercial about women's shavers. I think they're called Venus, something like, or Chic, I don't know. But I remember when I saw that commercial, it starts with a video saying how men have fought over this for ages. And it's referring to female anatomy. I mean, we deduce that. So that's the whole point. But in Spanish, there's a saying so I'll say it in English first. It says, in English, the saying is, that pulls more weight than a freight train. That, or it, pulls more weight than a freight train. It being the female anatomy. That's what they're referring to. In Spanish, it sounds a little funnier. Because we say it like, estira más que un tren, right? It pulls more than a freight train. It, quotation marks. So that's I will say that it was very likely the reason I stuck around. And I saw all these telltale signs and I just wasn't reading them. And then when I got that phone call and there's another guy at the other end, it was just embarrassing, disappointing. It made me angry, but also embarrassed, just embarrassed, embarrassing. And I kind of felt bad for the dude too, because at the same time I was angry, he was there and he must have been going through, but he was one of these dudes, kind of like a homeboy, I guess. I don't think he spoke badly to me. I think he was just kind of trying to get the temperature. And then towards the end, he was kind of giving me information about how when he looked into her phone, that he was also DMing even some of his friends, which, you know, they're his best friends. He hangs out with these people and I can only imagine what he's going through. We're all played, and that was not fun. I can make fun of it now for myself, not on his behalf, but for myself, on my part. At the end, this is how not pathetic I am, but this is, take it for what it's worth. So this is what I said. I don't know if this is pathetic or what, but I said, hey, listen, I'm sorry this happened, and I'll give you my word that I'm out, you know? I'm not participating in anything like that. And I remember I said, I hope if you're going to work things out with her, that it works, and God bless you. I said that. Well, I meant it. It's hard though, right? Nobody wants to go through that. It was tough, so that's why I've been out for a little while. But I'm back. I never got started on that. I left the other podcast hanging, but I might get into it again and rework it. So I'm going to San Antonio. I'm going to a comedy show with Tim Dillon. I got to get out of this little funk and get back on track. And of course, today's Saturday. I'm going to do my thing, get back on track. I'm going to go to confession, number one, right? I'm going to go to confession. And then tomorrow I'm going to San Antonio to see Tim Dillon, have some laughs, and be grateful that I learned a lesson, there's something good that has to come from it, right? It's a lesson learned. Plus, I knew the signs. I just was not paying. I deliberately ignored them. So I need to be stronger about that stuff. I need to be better. And there's something, I've said it before, you know, I'm kind of like a hopeless romantic, you know, and that's something that I fall in love too quick, and I gotta be careful with that stuff. It's a good thing it didn't last too long. So it hurt. It was embarrassing. Felt a little pathetic after that, but I'm back, and I gotta look at the positive things in life too. I mean, yeah, it sucked, but I don't know if it's gonna ruin it for the next lady I meet. But I'm gonna try not to let it. I want to give people the benefit of the doubt. It's hard to believe. It's hard for me to believe I got that this happened to me, and that the woman was acting like that. I mean, who? Why? Why? I mean, I guess it's the money, the gifts, whatever. There's people like that out there. So I just need to be careful. and pay more attention. I gotta pay more attention. So, it's a lesson learned, and moving forward, I'm gonna keep my eye out for the telltale signs. And that's all I got. Until next time, this is Freddie with What Did I Do?